Most of you know that I just graduated from high school. Graduation brings with it bittersweet memories. A lot of things can happen in 13 years of school, such as fun times with friends, class parties, fun field trips to Washington, D.C., Myrtle Beach, but not all times were great. In seventh grade, I was just beginning my journey across the river from elementary school to high school. And seventh grade was just one big storm on that river. Some parts of the storm included my pants got stolen. I got in a fight with a kid that just so happened to be my son's boss. It's my mom's boss. It's his son. And to top it all off, I had a teacher that was, in my opinion, a witch. This teacher taught language and writing. By the end of my first week of school, I was convinced that she did not like any boys, and especially me. Now, some of you don't know this, but I have a learning disability. I have dyslexia and dysgraphia. Not only do I sometimes misspell words such as my name, but when I do write something, I even have a hard time reading it sometimes. Taking notes is very difficult for me. My mind reads words faster than my pen can write them down, and then I can't read my own handwriting. Most teachers were very understanding with me and tried to help and make special accommodations for me, but not this one. I was able to type most of my papers, and all of my high school teachers pretty much begged me to type everything that I could. Yeah. Well, except this witch. She absolutely loved vocabulary words and writing papers. Studying for the weekly vocabulary quizzes of 30 words turns into many nights of meltdowns. Not only did I have to learn the definitions, I had to spell and write them correctly on the test, every single one of them. This teacher also liked to read to us. I know now that being exposed to a wide variety of literary works is important. But as she read to us and we discussed the stories, let's just say the two squirrels playing outside in that oak tree were much more interesting to me. And I told her so. She would constantly call my name to draw my attention back to her. Sometimes by the end of the class, I would rather have been on that stormy boat with Jesus than have to sit in there with her. One time we were learning how to write a paper. And she had a very particular way that she wanted the process to take place. And we had a substitute teacher that day, so she just handed us the paper and said, figure it out. There was a bunch of circles on the paper, sort of like a Venn diagram. And each circle would require specific information, such as like plot and summary and characters and just, you know, the basics of writing. And once the circles were completed, then you could begin the process of putting the paper together. The idea behind her process was to learn organization. Well, that ain't my strong suit either. When I looked at the paper with circles, my mind thought, oh great, connect the dots. After completing just a few circles, I began to write the paper. The circles were too much for my mind to process. Little did I know, but the storm of the century was about to hit. When she saw me writing on my paper without completing all of the circles first, she flew into a fit of rage. The hands flew up in the air, the voice grew louder. What do you think you are doing? You are not supposed to be writing your own paper yet. She snatched the paper away from me, balled it up, and threw it in the trash can. I don't remember all that she said to me after that, but whatever it was, it hurt. I was devastated. After this incident, I felt like no matter how hard I tried, nothing was good enough for her. I could not even answer questions correctly during class participation. I felt like this storm in my life would never go away. By the end of the school year, even though you're not supposed to do this, I really hated this woman so much that I would get sick because I had to go into her classroom. Headaches, stomach aches, crying episodes were quickly becoming a daily part of my life. I even felt so bad one day, I wish I'd have just thrown up on her. When she found out that I was so upset after I had talked to the guidance counselor, she even told me, you are certainly not going to blame this all on me. A couple of weeks later, I was sitting in her classroom dreading the next storm because I'd heard rumors through some other of my friends that day that she was in a really, really bad mood. When she entered the room, she sat down at her desk. She began a conversation with me about a poetry test we had taken a few days earlier. She asked me if it was hard, and I told her, well, not really. I mean, I studied, and I wanted to make a good grade on it. In nervous anticipation, I waited for a response, fearing that once again I had failed her expectations. She explained to me that I had made the highest grade on the test, which was a 97. After my good grade, she suddenly became very nice to me. For the next few weeks, I really began to notice a difference in the way she treated me. And obviously, there was some divine intervention because anything me or my mother had done did not make a difference. It actually made it worse, but anyway. My storm had been calmed. God was walking beside me all the way. I just did not realize it at the time. This proved to me that there truly is a God. Well, as you can see, I survived seventh grade, and I honestly can say that I don't hate that teacher anymore. I still don't like her a whole lot, but God teaches us not to hate. I have forgiven her for the way she is treating me, but if any chance she falls into a black hole one day, well, let's just leave it at that. One of my favorite songs by the country singer Garth Brooks is called The River. The first time I really remember hearing this song, I was in third grade. And I told Mama, I said, I want to use this as part of this song as my senior quote. This song is comparing life as a river, and it pretty much tells you that there will be changes, turns, twists, and even storms that will come up on you as you travel through this life or on this river. But one particular part of the lyrics really brings it into perspective for me. It really means a whole lot to me. It reads, there is bound to be rough waters, and I know I'll take some falls, but with the good Lord as my captain, I can make it through them all. This was my senior quote. Every one of you sitting here today is not immune to storms in life. We will all experience them. Dictionary.com states that faith is the confidence or belief that you have in something. Your faith in God is what will bring you through any storm. Before I finish, I would just like to thank every single one of you sitting in this church today because y'all have all made a lasting impression on me and helped me grow into the person I am today. I just thank you.